Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is Anything Goes. I have to tell you, this guest that we have on tonight is no stranger to this show or others. I, of course, enjoy her as a radio hostess. Can I say that and get away with it? I think I can. with Marcia Kessler Cook. And she's done radio for me and for other people, and she always impresses me who she gets and how it comes out, and it's wonderful. If you don't know this woman yet and you haven't read her erotic fairy tales or her horror stories or even her column, I don't want to say where yet, you'll tell me, this is Elizabeth Black.
That's a great introduction. Thank you, Bennett.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I really like it.
I've known you for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that long.
I didn't go. No, keep going.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know your husband. I know your son. Mm-hmm. I know everybody.
You know my cat. You know everything. Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part. But, so how the heck are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm, busy writing, busy doing interviews, and busy reading so I can prepare for writing. So, I'm keeping busy.
Okay. Let me ask a silly question. You know my questions ain't silly.
Okay.
When are you doing another radio show with Marcia?
We don't have one planned right now at the moment, but once I figure out a guest, I can just write to her and say, hey, let's do a show, like Judy and what's his name? Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. Well, you know who's available.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is ask.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, I know.
I do it anytime.
Yes.
I got a very interesting question today.
Mm-hmm.
This person wrote me that her name is Diana. She says, let me go through a couple of questions here. Is Elizabeth Black the same one that wrote Don't Call Me Baby?
That's me. I wrote that book. That was a fun book to write, too. I really had a good time with it.
Well, this Dora said, "Is she good? Okay, are you going to do any more erotic fairy tales?"
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, it's at a publisher right now, and I'm waiting to hear back, which means it'll take about a month or two. But it's a collection. It's a Happily Ever After, a collection of erotic fairy tales. And I cover Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White, Cinderella, the Pied Piper. I mean, there's some of the ones that I'm doing, and including a couple that one's Irish and two are Japanese from legends that are less common than, the usual Grimm and Andersen fairy tales. But hopefully I will have that one released before the end of the year, because I'm looking for a home for it right now. And it's at a publisher, and I got my fingers crossed.
We're all crossing them for you. You deserve it, okay?
Well, thank you. I had a blast writing it. I mean, I just love exploring all the different fairy tales.
I wish you'd ask me to do the forward for you next time. I'll do it.
Okay.
I can carry a little weight. Not much, just a little. This question is from Brian. Where do you get your inspiration for your horror stories?
Oh boy, man, that comes from everywhere. Sometimes weird news, that's one place. Inspired by personal experience, although it's not actually personal experience. And I read a lot of horror fiction, and I read a lot of mysteries. And I get little brainstorms from ideas of things that I've been reading. So that's where a lot of that comes from. But yeah, I mean, and you know, like a well, for example, there's Infection, which is in Teeming Terrors, and that story it's a short story in the book Teeming Terrors, and it was inspired by my husband's stay in the hospital with an infection in his leg. So I'm like, oh, you know, I had to do something really horrible and grody with that, which is exactly what I did. So that one's called Teeming Terrors, and you can find it on Amazon. It's an easy one to locate. And my story is called Infection, so there's one right from my personal experience. And I killed my husband in it, and he loved every second of that.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I think he died, didn't he?
In the book,
in the
yeah.
story, I think he died, right?
In the story, he died, yes. Along with his dog.
I know he's alive. I know.
Oh, yeah, he's alive.
Thank
yeah,
God.
But you know, he liked being killed off in one of my stories. He liked that a lot. it's a point of boasting for him.
What I find amazing is you are talented enough to kill your husband off and still get away.
Mm-hmm. I got away with it. Yeah.
Okay. You love doing this. Uh-huh. I know you enjoy radio because I know I was producing one of your shows. And it's just,
mm-hmm.
I love when you did it, it was so masterful.
Thank you.
I was your producer. I know how wonderful you are.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, the main tip I would have is be prepared. Read up as much as you can on the person if there's any information available. Read at least one of the person's books because, I mean, I interview authors, and so I try to read at least if I can't read a book, I'll grab a collection of short stories and, you know, read as many of them as I can. Or if I'm lucky, I'm already a fan of the person, so there's, you know, no big deal with that. I already am familiar with their work. And just stay calm, have fun, and keep it chatty. That's, you know, that's what I do with it. I you know, above all, it's the whole idea is to have some fun. And
I
always learn something from my guests.
Do you find today's authors are different from authors of years ago?
Not really. I mean, in what ways do you say different? Like how?
Hal Clement, friend
of
ours.
I mean, what are you
thinking
of?
I'm sorry?
How what? I couldn't hear
Hal
you.
Hal Clement, a friend of ours. He did a lot of conventions,
Hal Clement, yes.
And he was a wonderful
yes.
man.
Oh, I adored
and
him.
And suddenly...
He was a high school teacher.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
But you learned from him without... He didn't beat you over the head with it.
No, he didn't. He was... You know, from what I understand, I wasn't in school with him. But, you know, I understand he was a very good teacher.
Oh, he was. He taught some wannabe writer. You might know him. A couple of lessons I will never forget. Some wannabe writer.
What lesson? Uh-huh.
Some columnist that you know.
Okay.
But he was a gentleman as well as
yes,
a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know
he
what you mean.
One. But a lot of writers
well,
say, I'm
the,
busy
the writers,
to talk to a
yeah.
fan. And that's why I'm not worried, but do you see the difference now, or is it a lot of people still want to do that, if you know what I'm saying?
Do
today,
you want to be gentlemen?
Well, okay. A writer I know, and I'm not going to give names out.
Okay.
Charges $5 an autograph for a book autograph.
No, that's
not
all that
not
uncommon.
Not just the book, but $5 for him to sign it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds
Hal
like a lot of the conventions. The bigger conventions that you go to.
I'm sorry?
That sounds like a lot of the conventions, especially the bigger ones, where, I mean, they'll have stars there and writers, mostly the, like, the TV and movie stars, you know, the television and film stars. Well, they will charge up to $200, $300, $400, $500 for an autograph of just a picture. And
we're,
you have to wait in line, and you're in line for an hour.
We're just talking.
So, I mean,
I used to love doing, we did enough conventions together in our old days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I think a lot of the writers today, I mean, I've never had anybody ask me to pay them for an autograph or pay to do a radio show or anything like that. I've never had that happen. I mean, usually I'll just I'll find out who the guests of honor are, or just the guests in general. And if I'm at a convention, I'll go, the ones I go to are, they're big, but they're like Kathy Klatches. And I'll go up to somebody and just say, hey, you want to do a show? Are you interested? And I'll, you know, mention some other people that I've interviewed. And usually they say, yeah. And then I just get home and, you know, get them on Facebook, or you know, I'll have their email address and I'll just write to them, and then we just get something set up. And that's usually how it works. I've only had a couple of people that have turned me down. And well, one of them,
you?
Actually, he said yes. Huh? I couldn't hear
you.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, one in particular, I asked him and he was interested. And then when I went to write back to him, I never heard anything. So I just let that one go. But I might ask him again around Halloween or just after Halloween, because I think at the time he might have been just swamped with requests. So I'll just give him another try.
I want to talk to you about somebody we know and love who inspired me a little. Well, I think
okay.
he inspired
who?
You a little as well.
Uh-huh.
And if you catch his website, please do. It's wonderful. I know you know it. Count Gore Duvall.
Oh, yes. I love the Count. I used to watch him on TV when I was a kid. And then I got to meet him at Baltimore.
You all did. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we
had a panel. I love the way he does his shtick with his costume and introducing the movies, and that's always a lot of fun.
Well, if somebody offered you a position like that, would you take it?
Yeah, I probably would. I'd be nervous because I would have to be on, and I'd be on in public and have to come up with some kind of a persona. And I can't do Vampira because she's already been done. And, you know, Elvira did it better than anybody. And so I'd have to come up with some kind of a quirky persona to do it. But, you know, I know all the movies. I love all those old movies.
I know.
You know, and we
that's
have some of the more modern ones. I love that stuff.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love you dearly. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have lovely fans. And so, where, what convention or conventions are you going to soon so they can listen to you, touch you, and the rest of it? You know what I mean.
Okay. Well, the next one is NoCon, which is going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire. At the end of September, let me check the actual date, September 27th through, I leave on the 29th. And it's going to be at the La Quinta Hotel in Manchester. And I'm Elizabeth Black, or E.A. Black. That's my horror name. And you can easily find me that way. And next year I'm going to NECON again, which is in Rhode Island. And that's a pretty big one. That's at a university. And I'm going to also be in Salem, Massachusetts around Halloween for, you know, when I'm going to be with New England horror writers, and we're all outside pitching books and talking to people about horror, and everyone's dressed up, and it's Halloween in Salem, and, you know, that's like the perfect town to go to for a Halloween celebration. So I'm going to be there for
and
that.
What are
too.
You dressing up as this year?
I don't know. I might do a 1950s pastiche. I have this outfit that makes me look like Cruella DeVille. All I need is the fur coat, but I have the faux fur jacket and the faux fur sweater, and all I need is a wig with, you know, a little bit of black with white mixed in with it, and I could be Cruella de Vil.
Let me ask you, if you had, you write beautiful horror books. You write wonderful erotic fairy tales. If I say St. Peter, you can have whoever you want come down and say, you can only do one more thing. What would it be?
That's a really good question.
Oh, and by the way, you were radio host before I forget. You are a great radio host with Marcia Casper Cook.
Oh, well, thank you. I love doing those shows. They're a lot of fun.
What do you think I do? Chicken liver?
No, I know. I like your shows, too. Your shows are good. You get some good guests.
You can come back anytime you want.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. We'll have to have you back on again, too. I mean, all three of us are like the three-way tag team.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Marcia was like, and I love Marcia. Please don't. This is not an insult to Marcia. I love Marcia Casper Cook.
Mm-hmm.
But Marcia sort of like lets Elizabeth say something. Then she lets me say something. And she says, that's good. And she then or leads with a question and then turns to one of us or both of us to answer it. And
sounds about right.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not making
that sounds
fun
about
of
right.
I don't make fun of Marcia. I respect her more than you'll ever know.
Mm-hmm.
But, So you have those conventions. You're going to be in Salem at Halloween.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And NoCon is in September. NoCon is in September. Salem is in October. And then after that, we get blizzards and nor'easters. And then I tend to stay in the apartment and I won't come out. But then after that, I do some writer's retreats. And I don't have anything set for next year because it's too early. But, you know, I'm bound to be at one of these conventions.
Can I make a suggestion and now it's time to do it? I'd love
Pardon?
To see you back at Baltica. Okay, may I make a suggestion?
Yeah, Balticon
now
would be
is
great.
Time to
sure.
do it. Balticon.
Mm-hmm.
Balticon
was my second convention. That was the first one where I had a panel. I had never been on a panel before, and when I met the woman that Jules Owings, and she ran all the panels for Balticon, and she met me over at FanEx, and liked what I had to say in the audience, and so she put me on a Trek panel. And it just happened that my husband, whom I didn't know at the time, was sitting in the front row, and that's how we met. I met him at Balticon. Like, I met you,
and
I met
Gene,
and I met
Balticon
everybody
here?
Else, and Count Gore Duvall. And... What?
I said, who else did you meet at Balticon?
You. You. I just said
that. I know. It's been years.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting
that,
old.
That many years. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think we're past that.
Okay, well, I'm already, you know, I feel senility without senility. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Senility
mm-hmm.
without stability, okay?
Oh, I like that. I'm going to have to remember that one.
Yeah, remember, it's my quote. It's mine.
Oh, I will remember that.
And remember, I have a cane and I will swat.
Uh-oh. I have a
With
cane,
you,
too, but
you
I
have
don't
a
use
broom
it yet. I'm preparing
work.
For the future. I can swat, too.
Yeah, I know you can. You're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any new radio shows coming up?
No new radio shows, but I do have some new written interviews coming out with the horror zine. Yeah, I just started doing those. And the next one, I'm not sure exactly when it's coming out. It might be August or September, but it's an interview with Jonathan Mayberry, and he wrote the Rot and Ruin series and the Joe Ledger books. And some others that are coming out, I have an interview with Ray Garden, and he wrote Live Girls and Ravenous. He's a splatterpunk author. He writes horror. And then I'm working on Ramsey Campbell and Paul Tremblay. And Ramsey Campbell, of course, is a British author. He wrote Hungry Moon, another horror author. And
I'm
Paul
not
Kremer,
worthy.
Wrote,
I'm not worthy.
A Head Full of Ghosts. And I just don't know.
I know who
Ramsey
Campbell
is.
And if you remember Wayne's World, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
I've been trying to get Paul Tremblay for a while, and I saw him at the last MeCon, and I just asked him, and he said, yeah. And then I just, you know, managed to contact him at home, at my home. You know, I was writing to him from here, and we're getting everything set up. So I'm like, good, I finally got Paul Tremblay. I've been wanting to talk to him for a while.
Okay. This is from Angelo. Angelo says, who is your favorite horror author?
My favorite author?
I can say the word, I'll be good. Horror author. Yeah.
Oh boy. There's so many favorites. I like I guess they're horror. I mean I like Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. They co-wrote The Relic. You remember that movie from years ago? And the book is even better. And they wrote the Pendergast novels. And they're also on Facebook, and I'm going to get brave one year and contact them and ask them if they want to have a written interview. But other writers that I like would be Joe Lansdale, who really can't be categorized. And I love his Happen Leonard books. You know, they're my favorites, and I love his short stories. And I interviewed him twice. I try to get him on again for the horror zine, if I can locate him, if he's interested. Stephen King, because I grew up with Stephen King. I mean, when I first started reading horror, he was one of the top ones. And, going way back, I like Edgar Allan Poe. He's probably, he's the one that started me out in horror, would be Poe, when I read him in high school. And, obviously we're from Baltimore.
Yes, Poe was from Baltimore, guys.
And I went to the Poe House. Yeah.
Man in the White House doesn't like Baltimore people. Well, too bad. Poe is one of the best horror writers ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not political. I'm just saying the truth.
What was that again? I didn't hear you quite right.
I said Poe is from Baltimore. The man in the White House. I didn't give any names, but he hates Baltimore. Baltimore is such a dirty, mean, evil city.
Oh, I know. I heard him saying that, and he's wrong. I mean,
the part
of Baltimore,
the
part he's talking about is a small part of Baltimore, and actually the crime rate has been dropping since, over the last year and a half. I mean,
that's
the reason the crime rate went up. I don't
want to
get into politics. I don't want to talk politics.
I'm not talking politics. I'm just saying that's why you need to come back to Baltimore.
Oh, I love Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, I grew up there.
Well, so Balticon this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to forecast the future. Balticon this year, right? You can't tell. I will be at Balticon this year with her if she comes.
Well, if I make it there, then I will run into you, and we will definitely lunch or something.
Run into me? Come on. I've known you too long. You're not going to hug me? God, I'm going to get
of
upset.
Of course, I'll hug
you. Right. I'm going to get upset.
Oh, I like the hugs. The hugs are great.
I know that. Where can they get your stuff? You don't have to give me every title. Where can they get your stuff?
My stuff is easily found on Amazon. And I have an Amazon author page, Elizabeth Black, on Amazon, and E.A. Black on Amazon. So that's probably the easiest way to find me.
Okay. We had talked before the show started. Where can they, if somebody wants to get your autograph, where would they have to go? Convention or where?
They'd have to go to a convention. Certainly not come to my house. But like I said, the next one I'm going to is NoCon, which is going to be in September 27th through the 29th, and that's in Manchester, New Hampshire. So I'm going to be there. Look for Elizabeth Black. And I could bring some books with me, and then I'll sell them to you, and then I'll sign it right there.
You have one woman
That's the last one for the year.
One woman in the chat room.
Yay! Kill him in October.
So let me ask you this. It's a simple question.
Yeah.
What genre would you like to attempt other than what you're
writing now? Easy. That's easy. I'd like to attempt mystery. I really love to attempt mystery. I mean, I started reading mysteries before I started reading horror. I mean, I was seriously into Agatha Christie and Arthur Conan Doyle. And since then, I've been reading. I like the Emma Fielding mysteries by Dana Cameron, and I interviewed her on a podcast. And her books have been turned into Lifetime movies with Lifetime movies and mysteries. And I like Janet Ivanovich. I'd love to write like that. I mean, she has some really sassy people in her books. And it's harder to write a mystery because just of the nature of the story is that it's a puzzle. And I have to have the whole thing figured out and solved before I even sit down to write something. So when I attempt that, I'm going to try a short story first. I've already started one. It takes place in a cat cafe. And I'm working on that one now. I'm putting that off while I'm working on my horror novel Hell Time. And once I finish that, then I can get back to attempting a mystery. But I like mysteries a lot. They're a lot of fun.
I would thought you would get a gardening book or a horticulture book. I always, on Facebook, you're always showing, this, that, or the other, and I'm usually, enjoying it when you do. And if you don't know this woman, she is, she shows recipes, she shows things, and it amazes me.
Well, I do like gardening, especially herbs. I mean, I grow potted herbs that
I
put outside the windows.
You write a book on herbs? Blow my mind. Let me do a little homework for a minute. Next week in the hot seat is... Do we need to say it? Yes. Lovely Michelle Price. And she will be here next week sitting in the hot seat. And we've got guests coming up that'll blow your mind. And I've got the ultimate duo soon on the 13th. I have Lindsay Downs and Valerie Douglas. And so both of them together is going to be, I won't even get a word in edgewise. Okay? Somebody says, yeah, right. I'm not going to even give your name, sir. Okay. Before you leave, I want you to tell, because we have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
What is your ultimate fangirl experience? Who did you meet that totally overwhelmed you and impressed you?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Joe Lansdale.
I don't ask these questions.
Fun. Joe Lansdale and Jack Ketchum. I met him at the Stanley Hotel Writers Retreat. And it was I had him on a podcast, and he was fantastic. And I know he was a regular at NECON, which is a writers convention up here in New Hampshire. Rhode Island. And he's since died of cancer, but he used to be a regular fixture there before I started going. And I wish I could have hung out with him over at NECON. That would have been a lot of fun. But he was really good to meet.
Yes, I remember you telling me. We have a minute left. Mrs. Blog Talk is speeding up the clock on me here. Here you go. Thank you, Mrs. Blog Talk. I wanted to thank you for coming, always.
No, well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Hey, anytime you want to come, sit in. Just tell me. I'll put you on the list.
Okay.
We'll open the gate for you anytime.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. She does great radio shows with the Marsha Casper Cook, and if you haven't heard them on World of Ink Network, you should. Then you could tell Marsha I was a good movie. I gave her a plug.
And I'm also doing interviews with the horror zine.
What else are you doing? Anything else?
Interviews with the horror zine. I just started that. And, yes, I have a short story coming out in next month's horror zine called Can You See It? And it's a horror story, obviously. It's a horror zine. And so look for that one next month in the August issue.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
And I have an article out now about writer's groups in the horror zine.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth Black.
It's
the
horrorzine.com, so that's easy to find.
I'll talk to you soon, dear.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me on, Bennett.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.